This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the inauguration of mega infrastructure projects today marks a turning point in Jammu and Kashmir's development journey. Inaugurating the Chenab Bridge and Anji Khadd Bridge in Katra, Mr. Modi highlighted that the state-of-the-art Chenab Bridge will improve connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar.
आज वादी कश्मीर भारत के रेल नेटवर्क से जुड़ गई है. कश्मीर से कन्याकुमारी ये अब रेलवे नेटवर्क के लिए भी हकीकत बन गया है. उधमपुर, श्रीनगर, बारामूला ये रेल लाइन प्रोजेक्ट ये सिर्फ नाम नहीं है, ये जम्मू कश्मीर के नए सामर्थ्य की पहचान है. भारत के नए सामर्थ्य का जयघोष है.
He asserted that the Chenab and Anji bridges will serve as gateways to prosperity for Jammu and Kashmir.
Chenab bridge दुनिया का सबसे ऊंचा रेलवे आर्च ब्रिज है. लोग फ्रांस में, पेरिस में एफिल टावर देखने के लिए जाते हैं और ये ब्रिज एफिल टावर से भी बहुत ऊंचा है. अब लोग चिनाब ब्रिज के जरिए कश्मीर देखने तो जाएंगे ही, ये ब्रिज भी अपने आप में एक आकर्षक टूरिस्ट डेस्टिनेशन बनेगा. हमारा अंजी ब्रिज भी इंजीनियरिंग का बेहतरीन नमूना है.
Prime Minister Modi also said that India will now not bow to terrorism. The Prime Minister added that unfortunately our neighbouring country is against humanity and even the livelihood of the poor. He cited the incident in Pahalgam on 22nd of April as an example.
Pakistan ne Pahalgam mein insaniyat aur kashmiriyat dono par vaar kiya. Uska irada भारत में दंगे कराने का था. उसका इरादा कश्मीर के मेहनत कश लोगों की कमाई को रोकना था. इसलिए पाकिस्तान ने टूरिस्ट पर हमला किया. वो टूरिज्म जो बीते चार पांच साल में लगातार बढ़ रहा था, हर साल यहाँ रिकॉर्ड संख्या में टूरिस्ट आ रहे थे, उसको पाकिस्तान ने निशाना बनाया.
The Supreme Court has allowed the National Board of Examinations to hold the NEET PG 2025 examination on 3rd of August 2025 in one shift. The exam was initially scheduled for 15th of June. A bench of Justices Prashant Kumar Mishra and Augustine George Massey, which initially questioned the more than 2 months' time sought by the board for holding the examination, said the reason cited for holding NEET PG 2025 on August 3rd appears to be bona fide. A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of 26/11 Mumbai attack accused Tahavvur Hussain Rana till 9th of July. Special Judge Chanderjeet Singh passed the order when Rana was produced before the court via video conference following the expiry of his previously granted judicial custody. The Monetary Policy Committee of the Reserve Bank of India today decided to reduce the policy repo rate by 50 basis points to 5.5%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate under the liquidity adjustment facility shall stand adjusted to 5.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate to 5.75%. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended the week on a firm note, rising nearly 1%. Market sentiment was boosted by a more-than-expected 50 basis points cut in repo rate and 100 basis points cut in the cash reserve ratio by RBI in its monetary policy. This easing of monetary policy to boost growth triggered a sharp rally in banking, auto and real estate stocks. India's campaign at the Indonesian Open Super 1000 came to an end today as the top-ranked India doubles duo of Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy went down to the Malaysian pairing of Man Wei Shong and T. Kai Woon in the quarterfinals in Jakarta. And that is the end of this news bulletin.